Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week we were looking at team effectiveness and the factors which influence it. So Poonam, most key decisions are made by those at the top of an organisation, even though there seems to be a disconnect between what needs to happen and what actually happens. Why do you think that is?
So most companies follow a traditional leadership pyramid with the CEO at the top and middle management in the middle and then the other employees at the bottom. And it was created because it was believed that only a small number of people are capable of understanding the complexities that go along with running a large-scale management team. The belief was that organisations would be more flexible and quick-thinking if decisions and ideas flowed from top to bottom. Now, we know that this isn't always the case, and unfortunately, sometimes this structure can stifle the flow of communication and also hamper decision-making. Fairly recently, we've noticed that lots of companies are actually opting to flip their leadership pyramids and actually putting the workers or customer-facing staff at the top of that pyramid with the traditional leadership team right at the bottom. In this way, the pyramid actually puts focus on the employees who directly add value to the customer's happiness with the company. And the whole premise here is that the customer-employee interaction is ultimately what decides whether the customer continues to do business with the company or not. It's a well-known fact that top management don't have the same insights as those employees at ground level. There doesn't seem to be an effective way of collecting that insight from the employees. So this leads to poor decision-making and often a decrease in confidence in that leadership team within the organisation. Now, if leaders are able to provide employees with the right training, resources and tools to succeed, those employees feel more prepared and more comfortable about making decisions on their own.
Thank you. How easy is it for organisations to create a service culture?
Unfortunately, you can't create a great service culture by ensuring that employees are always following the procedures, the rules and long employee handbooks before they can do anything. And really, employees need to feel comfortable making decisions without consulting management about every little thing.
Okay, that was very interesting. Building on that, what effect does this have on the recruitment process?
It's really important that if you're going to change any organisational structure that you have the right people. By using a profiling tool like we use, we can help organisations recruit the right people. CVs are great as a starting point, but when you actually get into the way that they think and they like to take action, you can ensure that you're recruiting the right people for the right roles so that you get the best out of that employee and they thoroughly enjoy coming to work every single day.
And finally, one more question. Where can team effectiveness be most influenced?
Companies that foster mutual accountability ensure that everyone's voice is heard, and that's whether they are high-level executives, managers, or even entry-level employees. In this way, an organisation can have far more open dialogue across the corporate hierarchy than managers now need to make sure that their employees are meeting expectations. If, for example, an employee's not, top management may question whether the manager has actually given the employee the right tools to succeed. And this includes whether the managers are adequately coaching and supporting their direct reports. Again, another thing that we help our clients with. So by maybe employing some new processes, organisations can make better decisions, they improve productivity, and they also become more agile in the marketplace because there's a more effective collaboration between employees and leadership.
Thank you, as always, for listening to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, please contact us on 01280 823702 or alternatively at info@hrandflow.com.